Chapter 8. Return to Gateshead. We arrived at Gateshead at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Bessie welcomed me warmly and asked me about my new life. She wanted to know if I was happy at Thornfield and if I liked Mr. Rochester. Then she took me to see my cousins, Eliza and Georgiana, who called me Miss Eyre and were very cold towards me. The years had not been kind to them, and they lived sad lives, hating each other. Georgiana took me to see Mrs. Reed. My aunt was in bed and looked very ill. When I had left her many years before, I had felt anger and hate towards her. Now I wanted to forget the past. I kissed her. She opened her eyes and looked at me.
"Is it Jane Eyre?"
she asked.
"Yes, dear aunt," I replied. "It's me. How are you?"
I had sworn never to call her aunt again, but that wasn't important now. I tried to take her hand, but she turned her face away.
"I hated you, Jane Eyre," she said coldly. "I was glad I sent you away. You didn't die when the fever came to Lowood, but I wanted you to die. Now, there's something I must tell you, Jane."
I waited to hear more, but she closed her eyes and fell asleep. The next day, I went to see her again. She spoke in a weak voice.
"I know I'm dying, but there's something I must give you before I go. Go to the drawer and get the letter you'll see there," she said.
I did as she asked.
"Read it,"
she said. The letter was short and dated 3 years previously. "Mrs. Reed, please send me Jane Eyre's address. I'm going to Madeira soon. I've made a lot of money and I want to leave it to her when I die, as she is my only niece. John Eyre."
"Why didn't you tell me about this?" I asked my aunt.
"Because I disliked you so much," Mrs. Reed replied coldly. "I couldn't forgive the way you looked at me and spoke to me with so much hate. I wrote to your uncle and told him you had died from the fever at Lowood. Now, do what you want. Write to him and tell him I lied to him. I don't care."
"Don't think about it any more," I replied. "I want to forgive and forget. Kiss me, aunt, and let's be friends."
I went to kiss her, but again she turned her face away from me.
"Love me or hate me then," I replied. "I forgive you, aunt. Be at peace."
Mrs. Reed died the next morning. I went to her room and looked at her for the last time. Her expression was still cold. I turned and left the room feeling sad, not for myself, but because I knew she had suffered. I stayed at Gateshead for a month. I wanted to leave immediately after the funeral, but Georgiana and Eliza asked me to stay a little longer. The sisters still seemed to hate each other and were glad of my presence. They were fascinated by my drawings and liked me to sketch their portraits. Very slowly, they began to talk to me about their lives, so the relationship between us became a little better. But neither of them ever mentioned the deaths of their mother or brother, which I found very strange. Finally, it was time for me to return to Thornfield. I started my long journey back to my home, wondering how long I would stay there. I hated the thought of leaving and finding a new job, but living under Miss Ingram's rule was out of the question. As I walked across the fields towards the house, I saw Mr. Rochester sitting on a wall with a book and a pencil in his hand.
"Jane," he cried, "you're home. That's good. Why were you away for such a long time?"
I was pleased Mr. Rochester had called Thornfield my home. "My aunt died, sir," I replied. "I couldn't leave any earlier."
"You didn't warn us you were coming. I would have brought you from the station in my new carriage," Mr. Rochester said. "You must see it, Jane, and tell me if you think my future wife will like it."
I didn't reply, and Mr. Rochester smiled at me. He always seemed to know what I was thinking. "Go and rest, Jane,"
he said. You must be exhausted. Welcome home, little friend. Before I went inside, I turned to him suddenly and said, Thank you, Mr. Rochester, for your kindness. I'm glad to be back at Thornfield. Wherever you are is my home, my only home. Shocked by my words, I walked away very fast and went to find Adele and Mrs. Fairfax. They were glad to see me, and it felt good to be home. That evening, Adele and I sat by the fire with Mrs. Fairfax. Mr. Rochester came in and observed us, pleased to see us sitting together so comfortably. 2 weeks passed, and no mention was made of the coming wedding. No visits were made to Ingram Park, and Miss Blanche didn't appear at Thornfield. I began to have wicked thoughts. Was their relationship over? Had one of them changed their mind? I hoped it was true, and I searched Mr. Rochester's face for clues. He seemed very happy and not broken-hearted. He had never spent so much time with me before, nor had he been so kind to me. And unfortunately for me, I had never loved him so much.